The Jets are 3-7 on this season and coming off a pretty lopsided loss to the Arizona Cardinals, 31-6. Aaron Rodgers, their quarterback, was asked about his future and if he still wants to play despite everything that's gone on this year in 2025.
Not really. Not for the negative. No, not really.
You don't want to play in 2025?
I think so, yeah.
All right, that was quick.
So he wants to play.
He wants to play. He doesn't let the negative stuff get him down, I guess. And
what he's saying is that he won't know until he makes his pilgrimage to Peru, and gets that sorted out.
What is
that next on the?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
Yeah, no, I just
made that up.
I'll do the ayahuasca, and he'll do another darkness retreat, and he'll get it sorted out in his brain.
Aaron Rodgers got a master class of narcissism, a 101 from Brett Favre. When you say 101, because that's like the generic, but he got how to retire, not retire, and lead people on for years. That's what he got. Because he was young there. Remember, Brett Favre made him. Tiff, were you still working in like Houston or whatever when Brett Favre did the Brad Childress had to come to his were you in the network yet when he made him fly to his house?
Yeah. I think I was still local at local TV. I think
that's what I'm thinking because I think that was like 2000 and that was 2010.
Was Steve Hutchinson on that flight?
Waco.
I think Steve Hutchinson was on that flight because that was a year after New Orleans.
But I do remember that, and I feel like I remember specifically recording that video from a TV onto a tape and then running the tape for our show. That's how long ago it was because we were still using it. Yeah, we were at.
Boy, things have been thrown in overdrive.
Linear,
non-linear. Years,
yeah.
It's
crazy.
But I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus.
You're trying to age
anything.
Me?
No, that's I wasn't in Asia. I was just trying to remember that if you were with the network then, because I couldn't imagine how crazy it would have been. Like, oh my God, there's a plane. Brad Childress is on a plane. And it's on the way to Mississippi right now because they're gonna talk Brett Favre. And it was
I got news for you. That network only knew four names back then. They knew LeBron, Tiger, Brett Favre, and Tim Tebow. That's the only four names that they knew.
Yeah.
That's the only four topics that were going on back then.
But I brought that up to say, like, so you know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. He is going to draw this out as long as he can and then make a decision because that's who he is, and he learned that game, honestly, from the best to do that.
Let me push back a little bit on that. I think if you're going to talk about being a master class, maybe the master class is to make an extra $100 million when you're not very good at quarterback anymore. Like, maybe that's what it is, because that seems like what it might be happening when you talk about the money that's being thrown. You know what I'm saying? You can talk about the wins and losses and the narcissism, whatever else it is. He's the one laughing, clearing after taxes like $35 million a year or whatever it is.
So I want a darkness retreat, okay? I want to disappear.
You want to go on a darkness retreat? I don't know.
I
know people
million.
That have done
I
this.
I,
you can't
million.
Come back from that.
Give
can't come
some
back.
Cash,
I'm just telling
it's
you.
It's going to bounce.
You know what? Okay, here's the deal. Well, if I can,
you're gonna go with her?
No. I'm gonna try to.
End up being arrested afterwards. It's gonna be a Dateline episode.
I'm gonna try to set this up for you. I'm gonna see if I can go to our sales staff with a pitch. Here's the pitch. We put Tiffany in a darkness retreat for a week. But in order to do that, the way we sponsor it is we have Tiff Cam brought to you by. Name the company.
Dude,
put your company
like,
here.
What are those GoPro faces? Listen to me.
If you're
it's
a
not
darkest,
a creepy thing. What is it creepy?
A day,
it'd be funny.
Twice a day, we have to get check-ins from you.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you're like, this is day one. The ayahuasca has not.
We're at Machu Picchu.
Has affected my body differently than I thought. I see dead people right now, but it's okay.
I met Jesus last night.
Yeah. We're going to do it like the guy did on Yellowstone, where he sat out there and took the and he saw his spirit animal, Casey from Yellowstone.
I'm just laughing so hard thinking about that one of those GoPros that people wear when they're like rock climbing facing towards Tiff's face, and it's like, you know.
Well, it's going to be like in the real world where you go sit in the room, and she's going to have like a camera she has to turn on. Yeah.
The guy that loves trains in Britain, have you seen his videos? That's what I'm picturing right now.
No,
oh my
God,
dude, you've got to check that guy out.
The youth has something to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only thing I think Tiffany would struggle with when it comes to a darkness retreat.
Careful.
Is I'm going to be honest, Tiff, and I hope you don't take this as a
Careful.
Shot, even though it's going to come out as one. I think you would struggle. I think you would miss Instagram a lot.
Oh.
I think you would miss Instagram a lot.
So that's kind of an attack.
Oh, I mean, again,
hey, you're the one watching my stories.
Well, I mean, hold on.
A lot to unpack here.
Hold on.
You said I'm too active on there?
Hold on. All I'm saying is that you enjoy posting on Instagram, which is fine. I mean, I love scrolling through Instagram. That's why I watch your stories all the time. All I'm saying is you realize you can't have Instagram on the darkness retreat, right?
That is fine. You have no idea. I mean, you do it because, hey, maybe I might get some free stuff here and there.
Which you have, so that's a good point.
That's why you post on Instagram.
I'm not saying I don't this. No, I mean, well, and you work in a field of, like, people want to see some things. So
here I am trying to get you paid for a darkness retreat.
I'll post something silly, but also, I'm, you know, maybe I got a suitcase.
Tiffany is part content creator and influencer. We have to remember that.
My trip today. But what I'm saying is,
well, let's not give out titles loosely, okay?
Sometimes people post stuff, but you may not. Don't look. What I'm saying is, I would love nothing more than to get away.
You love nothing more than
unplug. I love nothing more than to throw my phone out.
I was going to say, you'd love nothing more than to not have the option to pick up the phone. You know what I mean? Just,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
What she's telling you is she likes herself and no one else.
Darkness retreat. And Roman. Would you bring Roman on the darkness retreat?
No, you can't.
No,
you can't
have Roman.
He'd start talking to you, dude. Like, you can't have that. You know what I mean? Your relationship would be changed forever with Roman.
See, the darkness.
What if he could talk and he started insulting you after
the
ayahuasca?
Actually, he already does.
Yeah.
Gives me side eyes.
Yeah, so later on, you'd be like, I can't even talk to
this guy. No, he's at his little retreat while I travel anyway, living it up. So, no. Anyway, this went
we
off
get that
the
sponsored.
Rails.
Ash, I hope you're listening. We need a darkness retreat for
Call
Tiffany.
Call Joe Salome.
Joe! Joe could help. Well, Joe could help with part of it. I don't know if he could help with the room.
You guys are so ridiculous.